Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I slept like a baby. I love this weather for sleeping. I even took a nap yesterday.
Did you?
I did.
I
was like, you know what? I can't fight it. I can't fight this feeling. I'm going to nap.
I'm going to snuggle on the couch.
I'm a little snuggle bunny. I disappeared for a little while and took a nap.
That must have felt good, though.
It felt pretty good, Katie. Yeah, pretty good. Our power actually went out yesterday for a little bit, which was surprising. It went out for about an hour and a half, and Nicole was working from home, and she's like, well, I guess I can't do anything. And I go, well, I guess I'm going to the gym.
Oh, I thought that's when you took a nap. No power, family's in need, I'm going to go to sleep.
I was like, I think I'm going to go to the gym. It looks like the gym has power, so I'll see you in a little bit. You know what else I did last night, too? I risked getting sick. Because I made clearance steaks last night.
Oh, you told me about these steaks, though, that you picked up.
Yeah, clearance steaks. I got them up at Sam's, and it was like one of those. It was like, you got to buy them today.
Yeah.
And they looked a little gray, but no, I'm just joking.
Beef is expensive, though, so it's worth it.
Like. No, I looked them over pretty good, but it was one of those things. It was like some New York strips for like, I think it was like $15 off.
Oh.
Because they had to be sold like by that day.
Yeah.
And, I looked them over and I smelled the package to see if anything was coming through. And I was
smart.
Like, oh, why the hell not?
Yeah.
And I cooked clearance steaks last night and they were fantastic.
Did you do it like on the grill in the rain?
I did.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
Because I'm a man who lives in Colorado.
There you go.
Grilling in the rain. You'll like this too. I made a crock pot full of those golden potatoes.
Ooh.
And then threw in some, you know, salt and pepper and butter, a little whole milk and... blended those up and made some real nice mashed potatoes last night with
it. Why have I never thought to do it in the crock pot? That's genius.
Game changer. Get one of the mini ones, too. It's like a smaller one.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. 3-quart, 4-quart, whatever. And yeah, fill it up, let it go for the afternoon, and then blend it up in there. It makes killer mashed potatoes.
I bet. So fluffy.
You're so fluffy. I feel a little fluffy this morning, actually.
You know what?
Yeah, but it was good. It was good rainy weather food last night. Steak and mashed potatoes. Little baked beans with it. Mmm. Apologies if I'm tooting.
Yeah.
Gross.
Apologies in advance.
You really didn't have to tell us, but
you
now.
Yeah.
I can't blame it on the dog in here. We'll blame it on Josh.
Oh.
Speaking of Josh, he's our resident sports expert, bringing you everything sports to Mix 100. What you got for us today?
Yeah, well, the World Cup is coming in 2026, actually starting June 11th, and USA, Mexico, and Canada are trying to make history. This is the first edition of the World Cup to be taking place in three different countries.
I thought so.
And part of the host cities will be in Boston. Unfortunately, it won't be in Denver this year, but that's okay. Part of the host city will be in Boston. And Boston's trying to set a world record. The Massachusetts Port Authority is planning to construct a 45-foot in diameter soccer ball. And this is going to break the Guinness World Record to celebrate the FIFA World Cup. And they're going to beat out the old world record by Qatar when they just made it 39 feet. So this one's going to be 45 feet.
Suck it, Qatar.
I know. USA is going to go bigger and better. The giant soccer ball will be displayed at Piers Park in East Boston from June 12th through the 18th. So if you're going to be in Boston in June, go check this out and try to kick it.
Let's go take a look at that big ball out there.
Yeah. We got some big soccer balls.
We got some
here.
Big balls out in Boston's here. So let's go take a look at them, eh?
That's how they sound, too. The
stadium. Hey, what's that big ball doing down there at the park there, Tommy? Did you see that big ball down there at the park?
Go kick
how they
it.
Sound?
Yeah,
kick
that's
it.
Exactly
just
how
like
sound.
I'm going to kick your cousin.
Oh,
Vinny? My Vinny. Cousin Vinny?
Anytime it's the Boston, I think of the Ted. Almost stuffed my face with Pepperidge Farm.
What?
That's a severely underrated
Ted,
movie. It's such a good movie.
Oh, he talks about women from Boston.
Yes,
and he's just like, almost stuffed my face with Pepperidge Farm.
Oh, my God. So when's that ball out there?
I don't know. Oh,
nobody knows.
Through the 18th.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
This is the dumbest sports story ever.
Big balls in Boston.
Really scraping the bottom of the barrel today for the sports story, aren't we?
Okay.
All right. It worked.
It worked.
We did it with a Boston accent.
Fine.
Goal.
Forget about it. I've got some incredibly sad news for you guys.
Oh, no.
Incredibly sad news.
What is it?
A breakup that nobody saw coming.
Oh,
ooh.
What? tell us now, Jeremy.
After 3 decades together in the music industry, Aqua is breaking up.
See, it ain't so.
The Danish Eurodance group responsible for the 1997 smash hit, Barbie Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They were still a thing?
They were still a thing, apparently. I know. I was like, who? What?
I have no idea.
We all dance to this.
Oh, this was...
Here we go. Yeah, they wrote, after many incredible years, we've decided to close the chapter of Aqua as a live band. Been such a huge part of our lives, and together we've had the chance to experience more than we ever dared to dream of.
And they're like, we are so sick of performing that song for everybody every time we get on stage.
What? Play Barbie Girl!
That's their one hit? I had no idea they were still going.
I had the album.
Everybody did. I mean, that was what you listened to on full blast every day. Like, even guys were proud to blast
even
that song. You know?
I had it bumping in my blazer in high school.
Yeah, because you had your part, right? The come on, Barbie,
baby,
let's
go
party.
I even did that.
Oh, goodness.
That day that Aqua is breaking up, you guys. A couple of stories back to back here about fatigue, streaming fatigue. Is becoming a real thing. This story is talking about how more people are complaining that there are just simply too many streaming services now, too many subscriptions, too many shows to keep up with. And people are just starting to miss simpler TV habits because keeping track of content across platforms is just exhausting.
It is.
I agree.
I think this is one of those things Gen Z needs to focus on bringing back. We need cable back in its full force where everything was on one little channel, right?
We need
like you paid for
DVD
it.
DVD players back.
Well, DVD players, but also like cable where you had all the channels. They had the little channel, the TV guide that you got to see scroll
yes.
and you got to see all the options you had. Like, we need
well,
to bring
let's
these
not go crazy.
Back. Why? Katie. It was great. It was a
the
simpler
TV
time.
Guide channel.
Why not?
No, let's not be ridiculous
I
here.
I loved that channel.
Well, you needed more friends. You needed a boyfriend, apparently.
You remember
you
when would, the
did
channel?
Did you flip over to the Weather because, Channel, too?
No, well, because you had all the TV shows, but then in that little corner, there was an infomercial. Sometimes it was the Subakawa pillow, and I really liked that pillow.
Yeah.
So.
Did you ever get it?
I don't think we.
No, that's it.
Go back to the TV Guide channel. That's fine. It's fine. Anyway, okay. This story goes on to talk about how, like, you do have five or more entertainment apps, but you sit there and there's just like, there's nothing I want to watch on any of these.
Yeah.
So why am I even paying for them?
Yeah.
I'm due to drop a couple for sure. And the other thing that people have fatigue on is Taylor Swift.
Oh, no, not Taylor.
Yeah. People are talking about Swift fatigue right now. People are just kind of sick of the constant coverage of Taylor Swift across sports, entertainment, and social media. And now get ready because they're planning that wedding.
The wedding.
So you're going to hear everything about this stupid wedding.
Yeah.
And people are like kind of getting to the point where they're getting a little burnout with Tay-Tay.
Well, I do have to give her props, though, because between her ending her Eras tour and the Chiefs being out of the NFL playoffs, and now I haven't heard a whole lot. Like, she's kind of, you know, stayed on the DL just to stay out of the news, I think.
Get
so,
ready.
Yeah.
Just
no, it's going to ramp back up for her wedding for sure.
I do need to let you know that the Mile High Hype is brought to you by Mountain High Appliance. Memorial Day savings start now at Mountain High Appliance with full stainless steel kitchen packages starting at just $19.99. Plus exclusive local rebates. Visit mountainhighappliance.com. What's going on locally?
Ooh, okay. Denver data centers. They're getting some pushback, right? Or data centers, whoever you want to say. The Denver City Council, they unanimously approved a one-year hold on new data center development in the city. So that is so they can establish regulations. So you think that'd be something that they established before they started building all these big data centers or data centers, however you want to say it. But yeah, they're not going to keep going with it until they figure out what kind of regulations need to be in place for them. I like that. It also worries me.
Puts
again,
us a year
like,
behind.
Yeah, well, but that's the thing is if they didn't realize what kind of things this was going to be doing to affect the city or the area in which they put these data centers, I just don't know how to say it, so I'm going to say them both.
I always say data.
I say data.
So much data.
That's what worries me is like you think they would have zoned this out and they're like, you know, we're going to use this much water. We're going to use this much electricity. So it may affect the residents of the area. Like, but they didn't. So now they have to figure all that out before they get back on track to building them. And we hear so many bad things about the data centers that
Residents around it, their power bills going up.
See?
Property values going down.
All of it.
It actually like heats up the atmosphere around those data centers.
You are preaching to the choir here. Like it gets me worked up.
It is advancing so fast. It's like we've gotta jump on it and start developing.
At the expense of people though? Like
maybe.
Of the people
we need
maybe.
To get, we need to get it
no.
way out there somewhere though.
We do.
Let's get it out in a field.
Yes. Like let's not have
that for that. Yes. I don't want it in a neighborhood.
In neighborhoods where children are playing, that seems
and there's
silly.
Radiation or who knows what coming off of it.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Put it way out somewhere, but yes. build it at least. Let's yeah. get going.
I agree 100%.
I don't want to be behind on it.
So that is the latest. But you'll be happy about this because another thing that Denver finds itself in the news for is we rank among the most exciting U.S. cities. To be drinking in right now.
Yeah, hey. Let's get tanked.
So, this is according to drinking culture media outlet VinePair, just listed Denver as one of the 9 most exciting spots to get a drink in the country. And this is how they did it. They asked 11 bartenders around the nation what their picks were, what they were going for, and a good amount of them said Denver is the place they go to get a good cocktail. And I loved that. Like, they said that we just have a lot of unique pop-up bar type situations, a lot of unique Colorado type beers and craft beers and drinks and stuff like that.
We do have a good brewery scene here.
We really do.
I don't go downtown much, but I've seen people post on Instagram and stuff, some of the little bars and speakeasies and stuff, and some of the drinks are pretty neat looking.
It's pretty amazing.
They look really expensive, too.
And they do, but that's everywhere, you know?
I'm trying to remember, is it the higher altitude gets you drunker faster.
Quicker.
So is that could be part of the appeal too, right?
Oh yeah. So it's probably a little cheaper in that regard.
Yeah.
Good point.
Only one old fashioned.
Yeah. But Denver's the place to be. So there you go. There's your Mile High hype.
There you go, guys. Yeah. You're up to date on everything. We're gonna give you some updates on how you can win Avs tickets tomorrow morning with JKJ coming up in about 3 minutes and 15 seconds here at Mix. Stick around.